Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Let's Face the Issues. But this is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood, who is still away with family. Of course, if any of you have heard over the last few days on the broadcast, we've been trying to remind the family of faith, the churches everywhere, that we had been in prayer for the past few weeks with Dr. Youngblood because of his son being very ill in the hospital. And of course, he passed away about a week ago and went on home to be with the Lord. One good thing about this situation is, in spite of how we feel, and I understand that death is never welcome to anyone. That's bad news for anybody. But when you are a saint, when you are saved, when you are on the Lord's side, always remember you can keep your heart and mind serene in the fact that the Word of God says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Brother Gene Jr. made his transition from the earth to heaven, and now he's in the presence of the Father. And I thank and praise God for that, because no more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. All things have passed away, according to the book of Revelation. And I trust and believe in the Word of God on today. And this is why we all have reason to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. My friend, no matter what your situation might be on today, you might be in trouble, you might be sick yourself right now, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, I mean the small ways, the big ways, those ways that seem impossible, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And the Bible says that he shall direct your path. He has made us promises in his word. But friend, you must know what the word of God says and claim those promises for your very own. I come to know and understand as I studied the word of God down through the years that God has never failed. Sometimes we seem to think that because he's not answered the prayer yet, that he's failed. No, 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 my friend, he has not failed you. Maybe at this present time, because you're praying for that particular situation or you're asking him for something in prayer, maybe you might not be ready for it at this time. We have to know and understand that God knows what we need better than what we know ourselves. So for that reason, we have to trust in him with all our hearts, knowing and realizing that he loves us and he only wants what's best for us. And I do want to thank and praise God for that. So we want to ask you again to continue to pray for the bereaved family on today. They will be having a service for Brother Gene on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I believe it's at a church on Blanding Boulevard. As I get more information, I will try to pass that along to you before this broadcast is over. But I want to make sure to let you know that the family will be receiving friends from 10 to 11, and the service will be from 11 to 12. I will give you the address and location later on in this broadcast, if the Lord says so. We want to thank and praise God again for the opportunity to come before the saints of God on this morning. We're going to continue our discussion as we were talking to you on the last broadcast that I did on prayer. Is it important to pray? Do you pray? Has God answered your prayers? But we're going to narrow that down in this subject. We want to focus specifically on the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. That's what we'll be talking about on today. And we're going to be coming from James or chapter 5, I believe that is. Yes. And that's going to be verse number 15. Amen. We're going to talk from James 5, amen, and 15, and also some other verses of scripture in there to give you further encouragement, to teach you, my friend, to trust in God no matter what. The situation might be dire. You might seem like you have your back against the wall and there is no way out. But just know and understand on today, my friend, God loves you and he doesn't want to see you suffer. He's not sitting way up high in heaven in a rocking chair with long white hair and a long gray beard, looking down upon us on earth and looking at every situation and every circumstance that you are going through. And every time you stump your toe, he's ready to punish you. That's not the type of God that we serve. Amen. But we serve, amen, a God that cares for his own. And if you are a part of the family of God on today, surely he will take care of you. Lest I forget, I want to remind everyone that we thank God for Tools for Time being a sponsor of this program, Tools for Time, located at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Look for the U.S. flag flying 165 feet above on the flagpole at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for Time. They specialize in all types of equipment, a backup, a power generators, or any type of lawn service equipment if you're thinking about owning your own business or just doing a professional job at your own home. They can help you with that, Tools for Time. They have such brands as Honda and Echo and many other brands that's popular out in the lawn care service business. So you can call them at 904-260-8744, 904-260-8744. And the website for that is toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Amen. We thank and praise God for that on today. We want to give a shout out, amen, to one of our professors at the school, Dr. Phelps, on this morning. You are on my heart and in my mind, and certainly I've been praying for your speedy recovery on today. Love you so much, and I'm hoping and praying that God will continue to bless you and your family. Truly, amen. Again, we are praying for the bereaved family on today, that God will continue to strengthen them and hold them up and don't let them fall. He's the type of God on today, amen, that when we consider the goodness of the Lord and how much he really loves us, the Bible said, amen, over in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou visitest him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor. This lets me know, amen, God really loves us, and he really cares for us. And there's another verse of scripture, amen, in Psalm chapter 16, that tells us, amen, that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Amen. He doesn't want to see us just die, but he knows, amen, that that's going to be the case because none of us came here to stay forever. He said, amen, in his word, amen, that the days of man shall be 70. And if by reason of health, many more. But still yet, we must know and understand that all things come to an end because of sin. Sin is the reason why, amen, things die in this world. And as you examine the word of God, amen, the more closely you will come to know and understand the heart and mind of God. So therefore, for the believer, death is simply the vehicle to get you to where God is. So we don't have to fear death on today. The sting of death, amen, has been taken away. When Christ died on the cross, when he got up on the third day morning, he said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So for that reason, amen, on today, I'm mighty happy, amen, because I'm never by myself. I realize that no matter how I might feel, no matter how the enemy might try to come in and plant, amen, thoughts of negativity, amen, God has promised me in his word, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. So I thank and praise God for that on today. Want to share with you, amen, a prayer that our own Dr. Phelps shared with us before his illness, and he typed it out on a piece of paper, and he issued it out in the class and gave it to each one of us. And he asked us to pray this prayer, and it's a prayer for America. I'm just going to read it to you the way that he has it, amen, listed out here. He said, Heavenly Father, you are Lord of the universe, and you rule over all. You have all power and might, and you give strength to all who trust in you. 1 Chronicles 29:11-13. You are our God who formed America and gave us freedom in this land. You enable our forefathers by giving them wisdom to frame our U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We give thanks for all of your blessings and benefits and protection and provision in this country. Thank you that we may pray and seek your help in time of trouble. The adversaries of our constitutional republic have perverted the election process by voter fraud. Please help former President Donald Trump and the legal team as they try to restore the integrity of our voting system. As you know, Donald Trump has many adversaries, including the liberal media, as well as some government agencies. Please give them the team of attorneys wisdom and success as they bring this lawsuit relating to the freedom of speech. We ask for your help in order that the adversaries of America may be put to ruin and let freedom of speech continue. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalm 107:1. We pray in the name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wonderful prayer, amen, that Dr. Phelps shared with us, amen, at the school before our last session. And we thank and praise God for him again on today, a man of God, a man of faith, one who I come to know and love and admire. And I'll let you know on today, amen, that what Dr. Phelps preaches, amen, he's got a life to back it up. And I thank and praise God for him. That is why, amen, I fell in love with him. I fell in love with Dr. Youngblood. Two men that I know are preaching and teaching, amen, the word of God, and they have a life to back it up. That's what's most important about that. That's absent in a lot of churches on today. We have a lot of people that's talking loud and saying nothing. In other words, they are out there for, like Dr. Youngblood said, numbers, nickels, and noses. That's not what's important. A church membership should not be what's important. It's the souls at stake. And if you can remember, the same president that we have sitting in Washington, D.C. on today, amen, Joe Biden, amen, doing his campaign run, he said some of those very words. The souls of America are at stake. The soul of America is what is at stake. So we have to know and understand, for that reason, the only way that we're going to be able to escape any evil that the enemy has planned, amen, to harm our very lives on a personal level, or whether to destroy this nation on a national level, my friend, the Church of God needs to get together and fall on their knees and pray the prayer of faith. And this Bible tells me that God will hear and answer prayer. So we want to invite you today, if you have any prayer requests or any praise reports, or if you just want to call and tell us how God has answered your prayer. Phone number is 904-831-0917. Call us and be a part of this discussion. Come on in and let us know, amen, what God has done for you on today, amen. We're getting over, amen, into the word of God, because we have many verses of scripture, amen, that we want to share with you. But we're going, amen, to the book of James, amen, chapter 5. And we're going to start our reading, amen, at verse number 15, amen. And it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And I'm going to throw one more verse in there. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Know and understand, amen, as I read that scripture and I connected verse number 16 to that, we have to know, amen, that in order for us to pray and effective prayer. First, amen, we have to confess our sins. Many a times, amen, in the church, and you hear me say that over and over on this broadcast, because I love, amen, coming up under the old elders of the day. When I got saved in 1985, amen, I had many, amen, faithful elders, ones who, like Dr. Youngblood and Dr. Phelps, amen, preach, amen, the word of God, taught the word of God, lived the word of God, amen, had a life to back it up. And I thank and praise God, amen, for the great, amen, Mother Pluma Everett, amen, Mother Ruby Dale Peterson, Bishop Vandale Milton, amen, Elder James Harold Brown Jr., amen, Deacon Rufus Butler, Deacon Matthew Bonneman, amen. I can name more and more and more, amen, Bishop, amen, Green, amen, right there in Jacksonville, amen. We thank and praise God for all of them, because these people taught us valuable lessons about how to trust in God and how to pray an effective prayer. But they always told us, son or daughter, if you got a dead cat on the line, that meant unconfessed sin. I didn't know what that meant until I asked them in person, and I wanted that in detail. Because, amen, I know a dead, anything dead got a bad smell to it. Well, that's the way it is if you got, amen, sin in your life, amen. You got a bad smell to your life. You got a bad look to your life. When people see you coming, amen, they can tell, even though you are confessing Christ out of your mouth, if you don't have it right with God, they know automatically that something is wrong. And let me tell you something else about that. I had a chance to talk to quite a few people that were unregenerate about why don't they come to church. And I try to do this on a regular basis because we're living in the last days and the Lord is soon to come. Amen. He doesn't want to see any souls lost, and I don't either. But I want you to know on today, amen, we got a great duty to perform and a short time to perform it. So my friend, we don't have time to pick flowers by the wayside. We don't have time to criticize one another. But you need to make sure that you get your own house in order. You don't know when God is going to come. You don't know when he's going to crack the sky. You don't know when he's going to call your name. Notice and understand this, amen. A lot of people don't understand that just because they think that the Lord is coming back and one day he's going to crack the sky, that that's going to be the day that he comes back. Well, if he calls your name to come home, amen, he came on that day. He's come, amen. He's already made the call. Now you have to go to him to give an account for your actions. So what we're trying to do on today, my friend, is to make sure that you have prayed the prayer of faith and that you don't have any unconfessed sin in your life so that you could get your prayer through so that God can answer your prayer and you can become connected, amen, to the family of God. So this is the reason why we want you to know this. We love you on today. And if I didn't love you, amen, there would be no way that I would be able to tell you this, amen, because I have the love of God deep down in my heart. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I thank and praise God for that on today, amen. But the prayer of faith, let me give you a little explanation on, amen, James 5 and 15. The phrase prayer of faith comes from a passage in James 5, which says that the prayer of faith or the prayer offered in faith, depending on the translation, will save the one who is sick. Now notice and understand this, people, we don't have the power to save anyone, but God has the power. So we can pray for God to save them, but understand this also, if they don't want to be saved, if that's not what's in their will, if that's not a part of their prayer, then we tie the hands of God. I've heard that said so many times, amen, by the old saints, amen, in the church. We tie his hands. Now listen, God has all power, but let me let you know something. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to do anything against your will or against his. The Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman. He's not going to come in if you don't want him to come in. So my friend, we are trying to get you, amen, to catch a hold of faith on today. God has given to every man a measure of faith. Now, what you do with that faith, that's your responsibility. Amen. But I encourage you to discover, amen, to develop and to deploy that faith once you come to know and understand what it is that God wants you to do on today. Amen. But the prayer of faith, it says here, will save the one who is sick. Some Christians believe this verse means that if only one prays with enough faith, Healing for the sick person is guaranteed. Others believe that the prayer of faith simply refers to the prayer offered by the elders of the church, and the word save refers sometimes to the spiritual and emotional comfort of God rather than physical healing, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5. So write these verses down. Make sure you don't let these slip by you, because you can always go back and consult the word of God and pray. I encourage you, don't take it this way simply because I'm saying it, but take it because it is the word of God, and pray and go back and read those scriptures for yourself and see what it is God's going to say to you. He said one thing to me, he might say something different to you, but know this and understand this, because, amen, he is, amen, God Almighty, and he never does anything contrary to his word. It doesn't matter what he says to me or what he says to you. Whatever he said to me or whatever he says to you, it's going to touch and agree. That's the type of God, amen, that we serve. Here's the context of the verse. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Amen. That's James 5, 14 through 16. So we see some important things in the context, amen, of that verse. Again, Dr. Youngblood always encouraged us, don't put something there that's not there. But context, 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 context. If you don't find out what the context is, you end up putting a pretext in there. And that means that's something, amen, that's been added in that's not there. So we have to know and understand God does not want us to add anything to his word. He doesn't need our help defending his word. He's perfectly capable of doing that all by himself. What we need to do, amen, as the church, as the baptized body of believers, amen, we need to read that word. We need to study that word. We need to search the scriptures. We need to live it out. That's four important things, amen, that the church needs to know and understand what we ought to be doing with the word of God, amen. We don't need to modify it. We don't need, amen, anything else except for us, amen, to read it, study, and obey. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning, my dear brother. This is your older sister, Rosetta.
Good morning, big sister. Good morning.
I would like for you to repeat the chapters of James so I can write down where to find the most important verse of fervent prayer. I need to know that.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Amen. That was my big sister. Amen. Right there, thank God, amen, love her so much, amen. She's been listening in attentively, amen, and I thank God, amen, for saving her on today, amen. She's a member, amen, amen, at Wheeler Street Church of God down in St. Mary's, where I have many friends and family, amen. The bishop, amen, Verdell Griffin Sr. and Jr., both of them are there, amen, ones who I love, amen, and appreciate, amen, so much, amen, amen. And I thank God, amen, amen, for Pastor Sibley and all of those, amen, the wonderful saints, amen, those are people. Amen. They are stalwarts, amen, in the church of God. In other words, amen, they are people who have walked the walk and talked the talk. And I thank and praise God for them on today, amen. But, amen, our context, amen, of scripture on today, verses are coming from James chapter 5, amen. And I read, amen, verses 15 and 16 at the beginning of the broadcast. And of course, as I began to go through my explanation a while ago, I went back to James, amen, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. So that's where we at on today. We have many other verses of scripture that we're going to introduce to you. We also talk, amen, from 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5. So we want to make sure that you write all of these things down, and you can go back, amen, and consult the word of God and let God speak to your heart. Amen. Thank you so much for your call on today.
But
we thank God for all of you, amen, listening in. I'm so excited, amen, to be a part, amen, of this broadcast. And again, I can't thank Dr. Youngblood enough, amen, for him to entrust this into my hands. And believe me, I'm trying to do, amen, the very best that I can with the ability that God has given me. And I thank God for saving me, amen, on today, amen. But here, amen, we're getting back, amen, to the context, amen, of the verse, amen, telling us, amen, that the verse of scripture, amen, in James 5, 14 through 16 is asking, is anyone sick? Now, let me help you understand something else about sickness. The Bible lets us know that all sickness is not unto death. You might have heard that verse repeated, amen, time and time again, amen. And sometimes people connect that with the day that Jesus raised Lazarus, amen, from the dead. But we have to know and understand, amen, that sometimes sickness, I'm talking about physical ailments, come about because of unconfessed sin in our lives. Sin, yes, my friend, sin can cause sickness to be in your life. So what you have to understand on today, that's why the connection was made. After he talked about, amen, praying the prayer of faith, he said, confess your sins one to another. Amen. Some people are too proud. And let me tell you something. If you get caught up in pride, God can't do nothing for you. Amen. Pride, amen, amen, goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's what the book of Proverbs say. So we have to let go of pride, amen. We have to come down off that high horse and come to realize on today, my friend, that everybody sins. Yes, since you've been saved, you have sinned. But the scripture tells us, amen, 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's where, amen, the child of God has the advantage. Now, know this and understand this also. God will also forgive the sinner for his sins, but he has to repent. Repent don't mean anything but to change your mind, to change your direction. Amen. When you change your mind and confess, that word confess also has the meaning of coming in agreement with God that what he says and how he feels about things and what his word says about things, amen, is right. So when we start to agree with God that what he says about sin is right and we confess our sins and say, Father, I did wrong that time. I didn't treat so-and-so or such a person just right. Forgive me for that. And I'm going to go to them and I'm going to beg their pardon. And you go to that person and you get that off your plate. You don't need that on you because that's going to hinder your prayer life. So, my friend, this is why he's saying, amen, confess your sins. Amen. When you confess your sin one to another and pray for one another, you will or you may be healed. That's a promise coming from the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this discussion thus far. We're asking you to stay tuned in. We're getting ready to go to the news break. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back. Amen. Okay, we still got one more minute. Amen. But we thank God, amen. Just want to let you know. Amen. Stay, amen, with the word of God, no matter what anyone has to say. Says here, look here. We're going into this part before we go. The prayer of faith is made by the elders of a church visiting a sick person under their spiritual care. The prayer accompanied by an anointing oil is offered in the name of the Lord, that is, in the Lord's authority and subject to his will. So again, come in agreement with the will of God, and I guarantee you, God will hear and answer that prayer. But my friend, we have to accept what God says by faith, knowing that, amen, faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. So my friend, stay with God no matter what. Hang in there. We're getting ready to take a news break. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.